This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investment. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government officials told VOA the first day of deportations Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece on Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delicate advantages held by the leading candidates. Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday the judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. Sang was ecstatic.
I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Kenyans. Thank you, everyone that has been praying for us all this time. You are great. I love you, people. I love you, Kenyans. I love you. Thank you, God. I'm free.
The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. This is VOA News. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed grave concern over a surge of mob killings in Malawi. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
UN monitors say at least 16 people reportedly have been killed across Malawi over the past 2 months. The UN Human Rights Office says it does not know what is triggering the increase in killings. In one instance, according to spokeswoman Cecile Puy, a mob stormed a police station, taking a man out of his cell and killing him. She adds the population is frightened and very worried. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States. Mr. Obama said the practice, known as tax inversion, is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it.
It's not that they're breaking the laws, it's that the laws are so poorly designed that they allow people, if they've got enough lawyers and enough accountants, to wiggle out of responsibilities that ordinary citizens are having to abide by.
Mr. Obama said tax avoidance is a big global problem. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. She said those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and the potential financial tightening by many governments. She spoke in Frankfurt, Germany. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official, though, says his government has no evidence that the North has actually deployed such a missile. Vietnam has confirmed its first two cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health ministry said Tuesday two women tested positive for the virus in late March after they were both hospitalized with fevers, eye strain, and rashes. The OSCE Minsk group is welcoming news about the Nagorno-Karabakh ceasefire and is urging Azerbaijan, Armenia, and the warring parties to respect the agreement reached Tuesday. After a meeting in Vienna, the OSCE said the group's co-chairs stressed the importance of returning to the political process as the basis of sustainable ceasefire. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark is running to succeed Ban Ki-moon as Secretary General of the United Nations. The New Zealand government formally submitted Clark's name to the world body on Monday. She becomes the eighth candidate to seek that post. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.